Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. Chad, I'm so glad you're back.
Morning.
I want to hear all about your trip, Thailand. Wow.
I know. It was an amazing trip.
God, it looked amazing. Thank you for sharing it.
Oh, and, well, thank you for watching.
How long were you gone?
We were gone for 2 weeks.
Wow.
So
you look so rusted.
I feel jet lagged still.
No, you look rusted.
It's the tan.
Okay, yeah. And you kept your weight off a little bit, huh?
I did.
It was all that healthy food over there, right?
I don't know about that. It was all the extra, you know, you don't realize.
Oh, yeah, you're walking and going.
Walking,
and
kayaking, snorkeling. You're actually quite physical.
Wow, yeah.
So and it was amazing.
So you had the monkeys, right?
We had the monkeys. We went up to Chiang Mai, which is the jungle, Golden Triangle. It's three different countries that border each other.
Yeah, so like
elephant
you're in
camp.
All three of them at one time or
yeah.
whatever. Yeah, okay.
There's the elephants, and then we went snorkeling down by Phuket and went around all the islands. So that big famous island that's in the beach, the movie, actually got to snorkel in that area. So
was it amazing?
Absolutely amazing.
Wow.
So words cannot describe it.
All right. Well, I want to hear more about it. Anyways, you are just tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We have a great show for you today. I'm so glad. Tom, how's everything going with you?
Everything's great. Beautiful Saturday. The fair's underway. Lots of fun out there.
There you go.
Stuff to do.
All right. And also, I want to let everybody know that I just want to say we touched base with a lot of people. Oxnard Salsa Festival was so much fun. And then, of course, we had the Taste of Camarillo. And now we've got a lot of stuff coming up. Wings over Camarillo that's going to be happening. And we've got tickets for that. I always start our show with a moment of motivation. There are so many beautiful reasons to be happy. There are. I mean, you know, you just gotta, it's like you are the producer of your own life. And sometimes we wake up and we go, oh my God, my life is so heavy. That's what I've been hearing a lot lately. You know, just things, a lot of people in a weird place.
You know what it is? I think school's about to start for kids. Summer's ending, vacations are over. You know, as much as a parent, you love when the summer's over because kids go back to school.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I don't have to figure out what to do with them all day.
There you go.
But at the same time, you're like, oh, that means no more vacation. That means we actually have to work all the time.
Yeah, we gotta buckle down.
But I don't agree with that. Just, you know,
live every day, right? As
live
a vacation, right?
Absolutely. Well, I wish.
you kind of can.
That's quite pricey.
I know. But I mean, you know, you kind kind of you work, you play, you work, you play. You know,
true.
It doesn't have to be like
work
a,
hard, play hard.
There you go. I like that. We definitely have that in common. Anyways, for anybody that's just starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, it is truly the brighter side of life here in the 805. I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad and, of course, Tom. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call in. We've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. Call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. We appreciate you calling in. That's what it's all about. Again, we want to make sure that you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There's lots of stuff that we give away on there too. And also, when you call in, ask to be on our newsletter. That tells you everybody that's going to be on our show. And also, we have our podcast. If you miss any of our stuff, you can always go back to our library, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and download us there and subscribe and make some comments. And, you know, I'd love to hear you hear us there too. All right. Our first guest is Henry Yeta, and it's author of Heart of Work. Also, Carly Travers is the author of And Then She Was Free. Those are going to be our first guests on our first show. I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. I hope that you stay with us the whole time. And, of course, our second show is a whole nother hour of new guests. So with that, Tom, do you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Let's start with a veggie grill. They have a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. Their quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa. Off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard, we have Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Also, Lure Fish House. You can experience their top-tier seafood experience, complete with fresh local produce at 60 South California Street, Ventura. There's Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town, 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Famous Dave's, 20 years of Texas beef brisket, done the right way on Seaglass Way in Oxnard. The Urbane Cafe for a healthy gourmet brunch, located at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. And finally, got to finish with donuts, Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas Road, Camarillo.
All right, and do you want to talk about some of our event giveaways?
Yeah, we have Wings Over Camarillo is hosting their annual air show from August 20th to August 21st at the Camarillo Airport off of Daly Drive. Don't miss out on those awesome airplanes. We have two tickets for that. You can call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, and email, and a team member will call you back. You know what? Let's throw one more in there. The Ronald Reagan Library is hosting a sunset dinner rock and roll tribute to Fleetwood Mac and Journey, August 19th from 5:30 to 10. Get your tickets now. They're selling out quickly, located at 40 Presidential Drive, Simi Valley. And the number again, 805-419-0008.
There you go. Thank you so much, guys. All right, let's bring our first guest on. And Henry, are you there?
Oh, yes.
How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Well,
thank you for inviting me.
Of course.
On your show.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Oh, yeah. My name is Hiroshi Aida, you can call me Henry, from Happy Science. Happy Science is a global spiritual movement started from Japan, initiated by Ryuho Okawa, the founder of Happy Science. And I'm working as a lecturer nowadays, but I used to work in a trading company, Mitsubishi Corporation. Thanks to Ryuho Okawa, my view on life and work changed totally, and I'm very happy spreading the idea to become happy to people all over the world.
So when you say, so your book is all about being happy, correct?
Yes, in general, not only private happiness, but also for public happiness, including businesses and management, yes.
Okay, and does that come from a frame of mind, or how do you become happy if you're not a happy person?
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, of course, Ryuko Okawa tells us about the idea to improve our happiness by learning the laws of the mind, but also the it is also very important to know that how we manage time, how we manage our job. So today I want to talk about the book, How to Work. This gives us a very practical clue for us how to manage our work and the colleagues working with us.
Wow. Okay. So perfect. Okay. So when you say how to manage time and how to manage work, what are, okay. So what, how do you, how, where would you start?
Oh, okay. Oh, well.
I mean, do you think that for me, okay, you start with gratefulness. Are you grateful that you have a job? A lot of people don't have a job, correct?
Yeah. Yes. This is one thing. Yes, of course, it's very important. But at the same time, some people complain about having a job. It's too busy, or working relationship is not so good. And working is like almost like a kind of a slavery work. Yeah. But Ryuho Okawa gives us a completely different view about work.
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, you know, you love what you do, right?
Absolutely. It's stressful, but I love what I do.
Yeah, I get stressful. Yeah. So how do you, Henry, talk about that? What if people have a stressful job? How do they still have a happy job?
Oh, yeah. So the one thing, I was very much surprised and moved to read this book is about the idea about our meaning of a job. So we tend to think that we happen to get job, luckily, something like that. But Ryuho Okawa tells us, before we come down on earth, we make a life plan. And we also make a plan about what type of job we do. And through our work, we learn a lot and we contribute to the society.
Right.
So, based on such ideas, Ryuho Okawa tells us everybody has a privilege to work. The work is the one.
A privilege to work?
To enjoy and happiness.
Right. You know, yeah. I think that one, and you know, you have three steps to devoting your life to work, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so one is discovering your calling.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So that's a big thing, because what if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, right? I mean, and you're not really enjoying who you are or what you do. So that is like probably the biggest thing is discover your calling. Are you really meant for what you're doing? And then developing a zest for work, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so
this is a very important point and basic to devote yourself to your work.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and when you say a zest, I mean, you have a zest for life, Tom, you have a zest for work, right? And and so what do you, when you say a zest, what do you mean by zest?
Zest, kind of a pleasure with gratitude and passion.
Okay.
That we are very happy and lucky that we are given such a great job as a calling.
So being grateful.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, of course, it may be difficult for us to determine whether your work you're currently doing is your calling or not.
Right.
Yeah, but Ryuho Okawa suggests us to look upon ourselves carefully.
Okay. Okay, and, so I think that, you know, I mean, it's like you found meaning in your work that you can help other people and animals and all that, right? I mean, that's probably...
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny that we're talking about this because, you know, as you scroll through Facebook, all these videos pop up. And over the past 24 hours, I've been seeing all these videos and it's talking about your path. And I find it interesting that in all these videos, and they were all the same theme, but they were different people. And I found it very interesting because there is no wrong path. It's how you look at it and what choices you make along that path.
Mm, I like that.
So you know, if you're in a job that you're not so happy, that's a choice you made, but it's not the wrong path. It's now what are you going to do with that? If you're not happy, what choice are you going to make yourself happy?
Very good.
So if you have a zest for life or you have a zest for what you want to do, you're going to make choices that make you happier, I think, in the end, or you have a zest, or you have a passion, or you have a drive. And you're going to have stress with that, but you're not on the wrong path.
Well, life happens.
Life happens.
Okay, so yeah, so we all have life that happens, but what could become a problem if you're not in the job of choice or the job that makes you feel good
about
yourself.
But you are in a job of your choice at that moment. Cool. You made that choice.
That's true. Okay, wow, good point. You're right. So now if you decide that that's not something you really want to do, then you have to be the one that...
What is the next choice?
Yeah, there you go. I like that. God, I'm so glad you're here.
Chad,
you know?
I'm a wealth of knowledge today.
There you go.
Just today.
So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Henry, can you stay on with us for just a couple minutes, and then we'll be right back?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Take a trip to the mysterious land of Illyria, where nothing is quite what it seems, when Rubicon Theater Company presents the gender-bending romantic comedy, Twelfth Night, performed by the students of the Fearless Shakespeare Intensive Summer Program. Adapted and directed by critically acclaimed actor Joseph Fuqua, this hilarious tale of role reversal, unrequited love, and mistaken identity receives a darkly romantic steampunk reimagining. The production opens July 29th and runs for 4 performances only, through July 31st. To purchase tickets, visit RubiconTheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life here in the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. Want to do another?
Let's give a shout out. We have NABO, National Association of Women's Business Owners. Mission is to propel women entrepreneurs into economic, social, and political spheres of power worldwide by strengthening the wealth creating capacity of our members of promoting economic development. And you can reach out to them at nabovc.org. That's NABOVC.org.
There you go. All right. And you want to give something away?
Yeah, let's give a veggie grill. We have a gift certificate for that. Has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. And let's throw a Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to fresh-made salsa off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. And we have gift certificates for that. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, and an email, and a team member will call you back.
You got it. All right. Again, for anybody that's just waking up with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Henry. And Henry, how do you pronounce your last name again?
Pardon?
Your last name?
Last name, Yaita, Y-A-I-T-A.
Yeah, Yaito. And where do we find your book?
Me?
Yeah. Where do we get your book?
Okay. So you can get the book at Amazon.com.
Okay.
Yeah, or Barnes & Noble or bookstore nearby.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. And my last question to you, and I thank you so much, for sharing your thoughts and your book on our show, is explain to us the connection between relaxation and happiness, and does there need to be a balance between work and rest? Because Chad looks really rested, and so it looks like he's ready to take on the world. And I think that sometimes we need to do that. We need to have some time off so that we can, you know, regroup.
Well, yeah. So in this book, Rico Oka talked about the value of taking rest. Even if you are trying to devote yourself to work, because if you're going to get tired, so the return efficiency becomes lower and lower. So it is very important for you to take a rest, of course, including vacations. But at the same time, even your work day, during your work, Ryuho Oka suggests us to take a rest. Every hour, maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes every hour. And then that will refresh you, and you work more efficiently.
Wow.
And it is also important to spend time by prioritizing work. Then if you focus on the important point, you can do your job nicely, and you can have spare time for relaxing and working.
So filling your cup is basically what you're talking about. And I talk about that a lot on our show is, you need to, maintain good eating habits, resting, just taking care of yourself and not working yourself to death.
Yeah. So eating and sleeping are very important for us to accomplish our own mission for the day.
Right.
I agree. It's very important.
Okay. Henry, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you share our show with all your friends and your connections. And again, I appreciate it. Your book is The Heart of Work. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You got it. All right. We are going to talk with Carly Travers, and her book is And Then She Was Free. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, I hope that you stay with us, because we're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. So again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We'll be right back. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. And thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we are the Kim Pagano Show. Chad, that is funny when the universe just talks so loud to you. And, you were talking about on vacation, right?
It really does. I mean, both of us went into areas where we didn't have cell reception. And there was spots where you could, but for the most part, we had to check out. And I've never done that in 2.5 years, and neither has Brian. So we actually had to check out of the world, which was amazing. And I'm so thankful that we actually did it, because it actually gave us the moment to reconnect as a family, not be on our phones, not worried about work, and figure...
Like you're really in the moment of what that moment has to be. Yeah,
because there was no, Facebook, there was no nothing. And then when we got a chance, I'd post photos, right. But that was it. That was more for me, so I don't lose my photos.
Yeah.
That's why I post those photos, because I'm like, nowadays we don't print them out anymore.
I know.
Everything's social media or on our phones. So if you don't post it somewhere.
Although the Polaroid is coming back, you know. And I'm like, what? So what? You get to print it out? I don't know. But
I've seen those. They have little tiny ones too. It's very odd. So we had to check out of the world, which was amazing. And I recommend it to anybody because I came back so refreshed. And actually, I get a little annoyed. Like, I don't want to check my Facebook now. And I don't want to check. But I have to. But I don't want to.
I know. It is a choice.
It is a choice.
So there you go. All right. I'm really excited to, introduce our next guest, Carly Travers, and her book is And Then She Was Free. And Carly, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I am from originally British Columbia, Canada, and I have a background where I studied social work, and that brought me to Uganda, where we've had a project going for almost 12 years now, where we have a children's home, and we have outreach for children with special needs, and sponsor kids to go to school, and the soccer program, and that's about the work and the life I'm doing now, and I was fortunate enough to have the courage to also write my story, an autobiography, about my journey and my healing journey of being a child who went through sexual abuse.
Okay. And so when you say that, what happened in your childhood that became a driving force in your life?
During my childhood, I was sexually abused by an extended family member. Mm-hmm. And it was a very difficult and trying time. It made me completely feel like I had no self-worth. I felt disgusted with myself. I was embarrassed. I was so traumatized by it. And it really affected me, and it caused me to make very poor choices in my life. I rushed myself into a young marriage with a man who was not a good person to have in my life, but I felt I wasn't worth anything, so I felt that I would just accept these things that were bad in my life because I didn't think and believe I was worth anything.
Wow. And you tried to, so how old were you when this happened?
I have memories of being as young as 5 and then up to 13.
Okay. And did you ever go to a counselor?
I did. My parents could tell that I was dealing with some challenging issues, and so they sent me to a counselor, and I met with this woman a couple times, and I really felt like I wanted to, you know, have the courage to tell someone because I'd never told anyone before. And so I did have the courage finally, and I shared with her about the abuse and what had been going on. And my dad was in the waiting room, and I said to her, please, can you, I can't handle seeing his reaction when he's told this, so please, can you tell him while I go in the waiting room? She said, no, I understand. That's fine. I'll tell him. And so long story short, on the car ride home, I'm assuming my dad knows, and he's saying nothing to me, and we get home, and nothing changes, and life continues on as it was, and nothing changes, and nothing changed. And I didn't find out until about almost 15 years later that she never told my dad.
Oh.
He never knew.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And so you never said, did she tell you, did... You never asked your dad that?
I didn't, because I think I was still so beating myself up over it. I felt I was, it was my fault. Maybe I caused it to happen, and now I felt, my dad must agree, so it really must have been my fault. So I didn't have the courage to bring it up with him again. And so it all came out, just recently when I started writing my book and sharing with my parents, and they were in shock, and they said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, didn't you know? And no, they were never told.
Wow.
I'm hearing this and I'm thinking how unfortunate that, somebody in your life already failed you, and then you go to somebody you trust and they fail you again. And I could see it must take a lot to recover from that. And as an adult, it would be very easy to start making, choices that, because you don't feel like you have any worth. And now you have a father who you think, you have this idea that he knows. And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you are coming out of this. And it sounds like you are very strong for that. And, as we learn, I think life is about choices. And you've chosen now as you're coming out of the darkness to see the light and see that there is more to humanity and people, that you are making much better choices, and you're now allowing people to be able to, you know, learn and follow your path. So maybe you're helping someone out there so they don't have to live in the darkness.
Yeah. And Carly, is this your first book?
Yes, it is. Okay. I you know, and the whole purpose of, you know, behind writing the book, it was hard for me. It brought me to a very dark place because I had to relive a lot of painful things, but it was that tough, hard time in your life that you need to get past and get through. And you know, I always tell people this: I didn't write my book because I want to become famous or make millions or something like that, or think it's going to be, you know, a New York Times bestseller. I wrote it because my hope and my courage of reliving all that pain was in my heart. I knew that if my story helped just one person break free from such a painful experience, then it would all be worth it.
When you came free, I'm going to say, because that is the name of your book, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that we are talking with Carly Travers, and we're talking about her book, And Then She Was Free. When you wrote your book, did you feel free then?
When I finished it, when I got through that last chapter, truly, I did. I really, it was a time of self-discovery for me. It was a time of freedom. It was a time of pain. But in the end, I truly felt free that it's not my pain to carry. It was just such a hard but beautiful time for me.
So how did you lift that out of your heart by just sharing it? Because it was your secret that you had to keep for all these years? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it's true. It was. It was one that I felt was my burden to carry for so long. It was my secret. It was, you know, something that was always going to be in the back of my mind, kind of controlling me and causing me pain and grief and just a bunch of hardships. And so finally being able to get the story out, there was no secret anymore. And it was okay. And there was no shame behind it. And that was the beauty. And that's one thing I try to share with people is that, you know, it's not your fault. You did nothing wrong. You don't have to be embarrassed by this. But yeah, it's really hard, the horrible thing that's happened. But that's why I find most people don't come out, because it is a hard thing to share and say, yes, you know, my name is Carly Travers and I was sexually abused. It's not easy, but it must be done.
And when you came out in your book, did you, you know, I'm not saying this lightly in any way whatsoever, you know, you buy a red car, red truck, and all of a sudden you start to see all the red cars out on the road. Did other people start to open up to you? Did what was your response that you got?
Yes, many people did. Now, it was a hard time because it was an extended family member who did it to me. So on that side, it was difficult because I have angered a lot of people in my family, which has been really hurtful for me to see that they took it from that side of view. But with regards to people being able to come out and say, you know what, thank you for taking, you know, having the courage to share your story. You know, this also happened to me when I was growing up, and now I want to, you know, be free from this pain. It's such an amazing thing. I'm so honored and so blessed to be able to have that opportunity to help people get through it.
You know, I when you're talking right now, and you said that, you know, people in your family are now, some of them are angered by this choice. Honestly, I could see this, because you have brought light to an issue in your family, and it in the dark allowed them to keep making the same mistakes and keep, you know, hiding it.
Yeah, now you're living in a glass bowl.
Exactly, and everybody's looking in, and they have to face their decisions, because I can't imagine that there wasn't another person in your family that wasn't aware of the sexual abuse.
Right.
And so being that there are other people that were aware of it, and they made choices to look away, it now makes them face the decisions they made at that time in their life. And who else did this person hurt? Because usually there's a trend that if he did it to you, you probably weren't the only one.
Exactly.
And sadly, you know, probably something happened to him. This is just a cycle that probably has happened over and over and over again. Because
yeah. Where did it begin?
Where did it begin?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And so the person, you know, the outside family member, did they ever come back to you and say they were sorry, or did ever?
You know, it's been hard for me, that part. You know, I forgave knowing that that person wasn't sorry. Not that long ago, I did get, you know, an odd apology saying, you know, well, I don't really remember all of it, but
of course,
if I did hurt you, I'm sorry. And I'm like, well, that's convenient. Like, you know, and of course it's the fear because if, you know, someone comes out and writes on paper, yes, I did A, B, C, and D, you know, is she going to take me to court? Is this going to be? So, you know, I kind of just have had to put that aside knowing that this person probably is never going to be genuinely sorry, but that's not my pain to carry anymore.
So Carly, in that question along also, because it sounds like you're still, I mean, you'll always be on this journey of self-discovery. Right. And for the listeners, I think it's helpful maybe to hear where you're at in your journey, because I mean, have you forgiven this person, or are you still coming to terms with that? Where are you at? And because people always assume that you write a book or you do something cathartic and it all just dissipates.
No.
and the world is perfect and shiny and, you know, you see all the shiny things out there, but that's not the truth. I mean, it's always going to be a process for you and always self-discovery. Where are you at in that process?
You know, it's funny. Someone also brought that to light to me recently and I realized, like, wow, it's true. Like, I also kind of had this, I don't know, little hope that when I wrote the book and finished it, like everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then I realized, wow, no, it is a journey. It's a process. I've got a lot to still work through, but in a good way. So I completely agree and understand that. I mean, I did, I forgave him because to me, with the abuse, a lot of times what happens with the abuse, he had a lot of control over my life. And because of this, even when he wasn't abusing me anymore, I still felt that control over my life. So for me, myself, as Carly, I thought, well, no, I'm going to forgive him because I want to forgive him so he doesn't have that control over me anymore.
Well, of course, because every choice you made was to cover that up,
right.
Which was to protect him in the end. That's ultimately right. What you did.
By, yeah.
Exactly.
By getting into the young marriage, by making bad choices, you cover up that shame.
Right.
Yeah.
Carly, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to ask you a couple questions, and I'm so thankful and I really glad that you're here sharing your journey with us.
Great.
Thank you. All right. We're going to take a really quick break, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Do you want to give something away?
Yeah, let's do the Conejo Players Theater is showing the play Farragut North from August 26th to September 17th, Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Located at 351 South Moor Park Road, Thousand Oaks. And Conejo Players is near and dear to my heart because they produce something yearly for me. So you can win two tickets to that, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, and email address, and a team member will contact you back.
You got it. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We'll be right back.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moor Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And of course, I'm Kim here with Chad.
Good morning.
And Tom. And I do want to talk about our next hour. We're going to be talking with Norman Hall about Wings Over Camarillo. And then we've also got Maureen Shia, and she is giving us some information on her boxing career and event Invincible Girls. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that. So again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I know you want to...
Yeah, let's give a shout out to Elite Theater Company. It has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audience, bringing together the local talents of amateurs and professionals who share a passion for their theater since 1994. You can check out their show listing at Elite Theater. That's theatre.org. And I think we have two tickets to give away to In the Midst of All is Good, a funny comedy by Tom Eubanks. Shows are Friday and Saturdays, 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. from July 22nd to August 21st. So it's almost over. Located at 2731 Victoria Avenue, Oxnard. Two tickets right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, and an email address and a team member.
I love that name. In the midst of all is good.
Right?
It's like finding good in something, you know? So anyways, I think that would be a really good show. So call in right now. Okay, so we're talking right now with Carly Travers, and we're talking about her book, her journey, her life, and her autobiography, and of course that is And Then She Was Free. And just to anybody that's just tuning in right now, basically when you were young, you were a victim of sexual abuse, right? And you went through a lot of your life really feeling like a victim and worthlessness. And did you ever go to another counselor after that?
Later on in life, but more for different issues. Like, I never shared that with anyone again after.
Okay. And now you created this whole ministry on Safe Haven. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay. So, you know, part of, I find a lot of times when people have gone through most of like any type of hardship in their life, and most of us have in different ways, it can either do two things. It can cause us to make, you know, poor choices, or it can cause us to like want to fight for people who are going through hard times. And the beautiful part of me going through this pain and this hard time was it really made me want to always fight for justice and help others. And so I went into social work, and that brought me to have a practicum in Uganda. And bringing me to Uganda, I met my husband, who I'm married to now, an amazing Ugandan man, and together we started a project called Abedavu, which means safe haven, as you said. And it's for children who are completely in horrible, vulnerable situations, who need a home, who need family, who need love. And we bring these children into our family, into our life, and give them the care that every child, and love and nurture that every child deserves and should have in their life. And it's hard sometimes, you know, we're in a village where we come across some very devastating situations, young child marriage, you know, rape, incest, very, very horrible things. But we're just so thankful and so blessed to be able to be there in Uganda and serving in the village that we do.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
You took something that was tragic in your life and you're turning it into...
Tragic to triumph.
Of course. I mean, and that is making you a survivor. I think that's all we can do in life is take our experiences and try to do better in the world.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people lay down.
Yep. It's very easy to.
And
there's probably days you want to, or you do, and it's okay.
Exactly, we're all human.
We're all human on this human journey, right? And but you know what? But you stood up, and you know, and now, what is your family life now like that you shared this?
Well, you know, it's hard.
Yeah. Do you
it's
feel
really hard
alone?
Sometimes I do. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame anyone because I agree they're all going through their journey of it, too, in a different way. And so I don't want to judge them because we all deal with things different. Right. But at the end of the day, there is a part of me that's kind of screaming from the inside of, like, hi, I was the victim here. Like, why are we still protecting the person who hurt me?
Yeah. And that, were they ever prosecuted?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Probably a statute of limitations. I don't know the logistics, but you know, you prosecuted them in your heart and yeah. you forgave them, and yeah. that's all you can do. I mean,
exactly.
And yeah. you can't make choices for other people.
That's no. it. And you know what? You're empowering and going on in your own life, and it's time to, you know, to move on in life, right?
Exactly. And I just want to encourage people that we can take the shame away from it so that people can break free from
it. So saying that, how do we take the shame away? What advice would you give people caught in, you know, a sexual abuse, in, you know, a marital abuse? And there's so many different ways that we can, you know, betrayed. Betrayal on any level. Would you agree?
I completely agree. And, you know, the hard part is, like, you know, we live in a world with a lot of horrible things happening everywhere in the world, whether you're in a third world country or a first world country. And especially of things like, you know, like you're saying, you know, sexual abuse, physical abuse in a relationship. These are things that still go on, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, behind closed doors. And we still feel that need to hide. And we really take that courage away from the victim to be able to share and say, you know what, like, we're here for you. Or, you know, I'm sorry for what's happening. There's so much shame around it that, unfortunately, we live in a world where the abusers are still having all of these opportunities because people have that fear to report and to share and to stand up.
Right. And to be an outcast.
Right.
I think
exactly.
we all want to be accepted.
Yeah.
And when you say, hey, you know what, this happened and I'm not okay with it. You're,
right.
you know, you put yourself different. But I think that's really pretty empowering. You know, and I'm sure that the other person that committed the crime, whether they go to jail or not, they're living in their own jail.
Exactly.
So anyways, Carly, where do we find your book?
So it's you can get it on Amazon, or you can also get it on our website, which is www.abetavu.com.
Okay. And let me ask you a couple questions. Is what if you had to do this all over again when you were young? What would you have changed? What would you, you know, I always say, if you take yourself and look at yourself and say, Carly, this is the way I think I should have done it. What would be your advice to other people?
You know, in everyone's situation, it's completely different. You know, I've been asked this question before and people say, you know, like, what would you tell little Carly so that maybe I could have been free from this at a younger age or prevented this? But unfortunately, my abuser had told me that if I didn't let him hurt me, he was going to hurt my sister. So I would have let him do it all over to me again, knowing that my sister wouldn't get hurt. But, you know, it's a hard one. I just would tell any young person that's maybe, you know, going through this right now or has recently gone through this, that you are strong, you are beautiful, you are amazing. Do not let this abuse define who you are. It's not your fault, no matter what you feel, no matter what you've been told. It's not you've done nothing wrong, and that you need to please have the courage to speak up. Find someone you trust so that you don't have to carry this anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, listening to the question that you just asked, and this is something I live by, is I live by no regrets.
Right.
And I don't like to look back.
You're like my husband.
Because
you're looking in the rear view mirror. You're absolutely
no.
Right. You can't change it.
It's not even that, because I can't change it. I can learn from it. And if I make the same mistake, then I've learned nothing and I deserve to make that same mistake again. But I don't think she could have told herself anything as a child.
No.
I don't think anybody could have said anything. I think for me, a better question, if you have an answer to or a suggestion or an idea, is what would you tell a woman or man now who's an adult who isn't free how to become free? What was the first step?
Great question.
You know what? I would just, you know, I beg of that person. I beg of you, please, like, know that what happened to you is horrible, and I'm so sorry for what you've gone through. And the person who hurt you probably isn't or may never be, but please know that, again, what happened to you was never your fault. You never asked for it. You never behaved in a way that deserved it. No one ever deserves to go through such a horrible thing. but please do not die in that pain. Do not die with that burden. Do not let it control the rest of your life, because we all have such a beautiful and amazing life ahead of us. There's so many, I promise, there's so many good things that are to come.
And we only have one life.
But it's hard for those things to come when we have that pain.
Yep. And I want to add to that. We only have one life.
It's true.
One life.
Yeah.
And you can't go back. You can only go forward.
Right. Exactly.
So make it the best life, even though you might have experienced tragedy. You know, it's your life and you control it. And when you let other people control it, you're not living your authentic self.
Wow. Amen. Right there. Yeah. You know, and I do want to say, I mean, you can't go back. And as I've had my show and talked to so many people, everybody has something. Everybody has some kind of pain. And you know, your pain is this. Everybody has something. And you just got to, like, work through it and go on in life.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Carly Travers, for being a guest here on our show, the Kim Pagano Show. And I wish you your hurt to be dissipated every day that you wake up.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, thank you so much. All right. We have a couple minutes. Let's talk about your trip. I want to hear a little bit more about it.
Oh, that's the brighter side.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
You know, we left on July 19th and flew into Bangkok, spent a couple days there, went up to Chiang Mai, which is the Golden Triangle area.
Now, was this on your list of places?
It was not on my list, but it was on my partner's, Brian's list. I had not really put it on my radar. Like, I'm more of, like, I thought Australia, New Zealand, Bora Bora, that sounded tropical, but something stuck into Brian and he wanted to go to Thailand, but he wanted to go for like 5 days. And I thought, you're crazy.
Yeah.
It's an 18 hour flight and a 14 hour time difference. So I said, absolutely not. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. We're going to go for 2 weeks. And I can honestly say, first time in a trip where I am done. I was happy to be done, but I would not change one thing about it.
Wow. So you kind of, I mean, you used every minute of everything that you did. Every
minute of every day we were busy, we were doing something. And I was in the moment. I was not on my phone. I mean, we did silly things. We did something very unique that most people don't do when they go to the islands, because there's so many tropical islands that you could, you know, you could spend months there and not visit every single island. And snorkeling is, I mean, I've never seen such beautiful fish and the coral and everything. It's just like you're in another world. And we actually, instead of doing a hotel, we actually rented a catamaran, which was about the same price.
Wow.
As a hotel and all the excursions anyways.
Wait, so you slept on a catamaran?
We slept on a catamaran for five nights. And we left Phuket and we traveled basically in a big circle.
And the weather was amazing?
You know, we got some rocky seas. We got seasick a couple times, but we ate, slept. I mean, we went to land maybe twice, like real land.
So did they have food on the...
Yeah, they cooked for us. We caught fresh fish. I mean, we snorkeled, everything.
What an experience.
It was an amazing experience. And my son loved it. I was ready to get off the boat.
Yeah, okay. Are you still like...
No, it took me about 2 days to still feel a little wobbly. But... Yeah. But I wouldn't change it.
So talk to me about the food. What was the food over like in Thailand?
You know, Thailand, the Thai people love their spicy food. And I love spicy food. So
spicy
so
too.
It worked well for me. But, you know,
like,
rice.
What was the best food that you had there? I mean, everything, because you're on a boat.
Yeah. I mean,
other people are
I
on
I literally
the boat?
Had fresh sashimi. Like they caught a fish and they
Isn't that the best?
It was amazing. Yeah. I've never tasted sashimi so well.
Yeah.
You know, usually you get it from frozen Japanese restaurant
and
it's frozen. And oh my gosh, I mean, I watched them slice the fish in front of me and I'm, you know, at first you're like, that was just,
I
like to know it came from a freezer.
I know,
it's a mental
I know,
thing.
Yeah, no, but yeah.
But you're sitting there and you're eating it, I mean, and it just was absolutely amazing. I did, there was one day we had lunch and she made spaghetti, the cook did, and I was like, oh my God, this tastes so good because I was.
Because it was like, yeah.
It's home, like,
I know.
You know.
Isn't that weird how food is such a... remembrance of
of course. The moment we got on land, we had a hamburger. Because at some point you just need a little resemblance. I mean, I couldn't take a real shower. There was a tiny little hose shower.
Oh my gosh.
But every morning I woke up and I jumped in the ocean.
You equipped for
I went swimming and snorkeling 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Was the water warm?
Yeah, it's like 85 degrees.
Oh, like a bathtub.
Like a lukewarm bath.
Oh, I love it.
So, I mean, I went on islands that, you know, there was nobody there. Like I said, we went to Myanmar Beach, which is where the beach was filmed, the movie The Beach.
And is anybody there? No.
There was nobody there.
Yeah.
And most of the time, boats can't stop there because it's so much waves. But we parked right in the middle of the two rocks, and we were able to swim to the beach and spend a couple hours there. And we actually were going to sleep there, but we wanted to go to a little bit of civilization because I'm telling you, I was done snorkeling, which was the best feeling because I felt like I got everything out of it.
Right.
And there's so many times where you go on vacation or you go somewhere for a couple of days and you want to go back because there's so much more to see. I mean, I could go back to that country and live because there's so much to do, but I'm glad to be home.
How are the people?
Super nice. And you know what? And I got an email while I was away. The interesting thing, you know, people think Asia, not nice to animals, not nice to dogs. There were street dogs, but you're in a third world country.
Yes, that really bothers me. Does it bother you because of
it
power?
It doesn't because they weren't mistreated.
Okay.
They weren't being abused. People were feeding them. They had fresh water. They were laying on the store doorsteps. Yeah. So people approved of them.
We went to Ecuador, the same thing. I was like, oh, now I'm feeding them, you know, but yeah.
But the dog trade issue, you know, people think they're being tortured. That doesn't happen in Thailand. There is a small portion in Thailand. It's northern part close to China where they do that. We weren't there. Elephant camps, don't recommend them because we were there for a minute and we're like, we got to leave. You know, the thing is, there is some, I wouldn't say mistreatment, but not my type of treatment for animals. So wasn't our thing. But the monkeys, free roaming.
Were they mean?
They were aggressive.
Yeah. Wow. We are at the end of our show. Of course, we've got a whole nother hour. Thank you so much for sharing your vacation with all of us. And of course, we always end our first hour with a moment of happiness. To be happy, we must not be concerned with others. Wow.
So
there you go, living our own life. With that, stay with us because we've got a whole nother hour ahead of us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. We'll be right back.